What's going on with the archive? I heard Scraper. You guys are talking Scrapers?
Well, the basic problem is that Bill's Achieve Radio got super hacked. And everything broke, and he took a lot of months to get around to looking at it because he was having health problems and other problems, distraction. So he finally, a few weeks ago, I talked to him, and he went in there, and it's completely gone. The whole station. He can't fix it. And he doesn't know whether to start it up again or why bother, because he only has us. Everybody else has left or died. So he doesn't have any people to broadcast other than us. But, you know, we kept him going because we used so many hours, so he made money off us. Meanwhile, Chad, while we're waiting for Bill to do something, Chad started doing stuff. And now Chad has made a radio station. He's on his way to getting right up to the level of what Bill had. So we had a talk, Chad and I and Bill, the other day, and basically Bill's passed the torch to Chad. He said, okay, Chad, if you can do something, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. It's over. So basically we said goodbye to Bill. And now Chad's trying to do it. Meanwhile, the real amazing thing is that JW is gathering up the monoliths, which we know about, right? You know what the monoliths are?
You mean the ones that were being put up around the West a couple of years ago?
Yeah, yeah. There was a major headline. People said, what are these fucking little, you know, things from 2001 movie? Yeah, what are they? Well, it turned out they were, for me, they were put there for JW to grab, and then wherever we're going to end up in the fucked up times, I guess the bunker, we'll be able to broadcast using them, and nobody else will be able to broadcast because the EMP will knock everything out. So it's a very extreme time of no communication, and then we'll be the only ones with the monoliths. So Ian was saying this a couple of years ago, and it's more fucking fantasy. I don't know what's I don't have any evidence of any of it. But now JW has a few of them, and he met a guy, I can't go into it, but a guy who knows nothing. JW brought him into his scene, and he saw the monolith, and he went over and he turned one on. And JW didn't know how to turn one of them on. He knew the other two, but one of them was odd. And this guy just walked over and turned it on. So he's a special guy. He could do that. So that's the latest story about the monoliths. I don't even know if I'm supposed to talk about it. But we actually have them. Now, try to tell that to fucking Joseph Farrell or DJ Dark Jones, any of these idiots out there that can't fucking absorb Iondom. You know what I mean? They can't let it into their heads. For some reason. People should be flabbergasted at what we're doing.
For sure.
For sure.
The,
anyway, you start making your documentary, do that history.
Yeah, well, and so it looks like the archives are back up. All the Achieve Radio stuff, I was just looking on the timeline. There's MP3s of them now. That's good.
Yeah, Chad, Bill had sent me everything a couple of years ago. And if he hadn't, we wouldn't have it. We would have lost it all. But, so I sent them to Chad a couple months ago, and he downloaded them, and then he started making it. And what, Chad, was the reason, why did it just happen now? I can't remember what the delay was.
I think, Bob, it was probably a few months ago that in conversation, I realized that you had all the old Achieve archives on a USB drive. And then, and I had already actually been doing backups up until March 2023. Up to that point, I had backed up all Payday and What You Throws up to that point. And so you gave me the data from Bill. And then between my backups and his backups, we were able to complete that. Plus, Bill had other shows. He had Cash Flow before Payday. He had the new Coach House. We didn't have that. He also had Jeannie's show, Carolyn's show. And then I was still missing from, March until September 2023. I had only sporadically downloaded files from Achieve Radio archives. So my 2023 Payday and What Use were incomplete. So Bart had them and was able to get them from him to complete the whole collection.
Right. So what you said you realized something about what I had, and Gene or somebody laughed. Why did they laugh?
Because Bob, when Achieve Radio crashed, then we didn't have access. We couldn't get to any of those MP3s. And it's been, you know, I don't know how long. And then I love the way Chad explained that. He was in conversation with you, and then he discovered in that conversation you had a USB with the majority of those files that nobody that we didn't have anymore. And here you had them.
So you're laughing that Chad reminded me that I had them.
Well, this is how you talk to Bob. You know, especially with technology stuff. I am imagining it was just happened almost randomly, or Chad had to ask you a few questions, but Chad knows how to get information from you in a way that
yeah, I think I. Hey, Gene. Hey, Gene. This is what I remember now. I was thinking, do I dare send Chad the memory stick? What if we lost it? And I couldn't, so I didn't think about it. I didn't want to talk about it or think about it. Then finally Chad said, this is what I didn't know, that I could fucking digitally send it all to him in 5 minutes or something.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, it took a little longer than 5 minutes.
We actually took the day to do that. What'd you say, Chad?
Yeah. It didn't take 5 minutes. That took like almost
yeah,
a day to upload all those. Yeah. You had to leave your computer open and not touch anything.
Yeah, so I didn't know that I didn't have to fucking mail it. I was rear view mirroring, thinking, geez, he mailed it to me, so I want to get it to Chad, but I don't want to take a chance. So then Chad said, hey, no, Bob, we don't need to send it. I can get it there. Wow, that's pretty good. Is that just new technology that made that available, Chad? Just lately?
No. I think
that was available for years.
It was available, but I think the cost of storage has gone down because that whole archive altogether is 160 gigabytes of all the Achieve stuff. So sending 160 gigabytes and storing 160 gigabytes in the cloud, that used to be a serious cost, but it's not anymore. It's like under $10 a month.
Is it still up there? Can I download it?
Say again?
Is it still available to download? Can I grab a copy of it?
I was thinking of how to do this. So I think it would be, just listen, hold on. I think it would be a good idea to put the archive out there in a way people can download it. Because if we have more people that have a copy of it, not in the fucking cloud, but on their own drive somewhere, then, you know, if we needed to, we could reconstruct it. So I think that's a good idea for me to put it up there in a way. And if somebody doesn't want to do the whole 160 gigabytes, maybe they can just say, okay, I'm going to back up, you know, this year of Payday and just kind of have a a record of who's got what. And then you have redundancy.
That's when we back them up to USB that never get destroyed forever unless everything does. You know what I mean? People can download it and then download it onto a USB and it's untouched and it becomes a backup.
Right. We're still screwed if there's an EMP, though. I mean, EMP will wipe the flash drive.
Right, exactly.
But the thing is, it's more in the event of, so right now my backups, I have one on my Google Drive. So I have a physical backup of it on a physical drive. But in the cloud, I have one in my Google Drive, a copy of everything, and then I also have it in the Google Cloud Storage. But what if, you know, Google decides to take it back, right? So this is more to prevent the cloud fuckery, to have an extra, everybody has an extra copy of it in case, you know, big data says, no, there's no keeping these files anymore. We're taking them back.
So what, Chad, you would just put them up and everybody could download from it?
Yeah, everybody would download it, and then they would just kind of mark, like, okay, I've got these. I'm responsible. Like, I have copies of this, and so-and-so has copies of that. If they don't want to take the whole 160 gigabytes, because that is a lot to download. And
yeah, okay. So I wanted to tell Will, I don't know if you've heard Bert or Chad or Alyssa talk about it, but if you go back and listen to the archives, going right back to the beginning, it's unbelievable what Ian said that we don't know Ian said. And after a while, Bert and Chad, they know a lot of stuff. Listening to it all, they got an incredible bunch of knowledge that Ian's produced. So it's very valuable what Ian has done.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the more you put out there. But if you start listening, Will, take notes for fuck's sake. Organize your knowledge of it.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a great idea.
Yeah. So, yeah, if people do that, if people would actually listen and do the work and go back and gradually hear it all, put it out there, you know. Yeah, have all kinds of people know about it.
It's
but
tremendous.
Ian told me that he didn't say who, but somebody out there, I guess, has listened to a lot of it, and they are writing a new Bible on what Ian said. I don't know why what that means, but there's people out there we don't know about who are taking this stuff seriously or recognize it needs to be taken, because there's so many mainstream aphorisms that Ian presents backwards. He flips on all the cliche knowledge that's out there.
Yeah, we're right in chapter 12 through 14 of the book of Revelation. I went back because of the drops of information that are coming on Ian and Bob. And I'm remembering what Ian said to Bert or to Chad or to me. And it's like, oh my God, this is, you know, we talked about this in 2015. And I went back to the Revelation archives and re-listened and added some notes when I get home. I'll have access to them. But it's incredible what I can overlay now that I didn't have a freaking clue when I was listening to Revelation back in 2013, 2014. It's
yeah.
So clear now.
What about melting titanium? Is any of that up there?
Yeah, Bert, I don't know where it is, but Bert has it, right, Chad? He talks about he's going through it.
It's on ionandbob.blogspot.com.
It's all there.
If you go under, yep, go to audio and collections, and then one of the series there is melting titanium.
And how many years did you do, Bob?
We did many. 100? There's a lot.
Yeah.
And they're all up there?
What?
Are they all up there?
What do you say, Chad? Are they all up there?
As far as I know, I'm not aware of the full inventory of melting titanium, other than what Bob, what you've allowed to be public.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we may not have played all of it. I'm pretty sure we have them all. But I just wanted to say, so Bert, since Bert often doesn't have anything to say, he's only interested in Ion stuff, I said, you don't have to come every week. So he decided, well, he'll come every second week. So here's what he said. He's always doing this. He says, while searching my angel notes, like looking up stuff that Ian talked about the angels, he says, I discovered some fascinating notes on Ophanel, Lilith, the second Jesus, the Amalekites, and the Andromedans. See, there's what, look at that. Ophanel, Lilith, the second Jesus, and Amalekites, I don't know what that is, and the Andromedans. And he says, I will report on that next show. But that's, look at that. Nobody else even knows those topics. And he's going through and making links of them or finding stuff that overlaps. That's what is great about what Chad and mainly for me, Bert and Alyssa are doing. They're finding this incredible stuff. He's talking about Ophanel before we even knew what Ophanel was. So there's what's out there for people to start to learn something from. Now, what Ian says right now is that, you know, you've got the angels, you've got the tech body, you've got the aliens, you've got Ion, And then you got Ionauts, and an Average Humanity. He says the interplay of that right now is a complete blur. Ion can't tell what's what, and neither can JW. So that's where we're at in the world. It's indecipherable where we're at, and Ion says that we're now in the non-time period, which is what he said the Bible was always about, the end of time. Not the end times, but the end of time. We're now in that. And so it's really up in the air what's going on. So that's the latest. So every now and then, JW is, he's in hiding, but he's able to get in touch with me and he gives me an update. But I haven't heard from him in a couple of weeks. I don't know where he is. But he's doing all this amazing things. So that's
so
the
Bob,
update.
So Bob, in terms of the perfect storm and all those different entities that you're talking about, I was just listening to a bunch of stuff on the tech body over the past week from 2019, just going through private sessions you did. And you know how Ion says that even the Amish people are affected by the tech body, even if they don't have a looky box or a computer? And then I was listening to another session in 2019 when Ion was talking about Wi-Fi and then 5G and how 5G bypasses the brain. So 5G is the first network that goes faster than the transmissions inside of a human brain. So that would put us in a position of no time because the tech body is communicating at such a speed that it exceeds the speed of human neural transmission. So it'd be operating.
Yeah, and we're into 10G now.
Yeah. And then another thing about that. So I realized why it is that even people who don't have 5G in their community or Amish people or people that are just off the grid, supposedly, why they are still equally affected. There was another session in 2019 when you and I were talking and Ion said that even if someone's, it's like the Amish people, for example, if they move in their bed, the tech body knows it. If they, and when they take their horses down the road knows. And I realized why. Because Wi-Fi is a field, right? A field of waves. So if you take a step, it's going to register in the wave field. And Ion has also compared the tech body to the monster in Stranger Things. That big monster with feelers and tentacles and it had like ESP. So it's like that. The Wi-Fi and the 5G are this field of, it's a sensory field of this monster that's like the monster from Stranger Things. And it can, if you take a step anywhere, it can hear it. It doesn't matter if you have a device or not. So that's the ominous.
Yeah, remember, I used to, 10 years ago, I used to say that I was a pterodactyl hovering over the planet.
Yeah.
And when you talk about this monster.
Mm-hmm. The big thing for me was that sensory wave field created by 5G and Wi-Fi. It's just out there. The field of the waves is registering and bouncing back any activity. It's like bouncing it back to the tech body, even if you just walk.
So if consciousness is registering stuff, that's what consciousness is now. It's made up of these five factors.
Right.
So, what do you think of that, Bill?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I think that's great. And you know about, like, you can use Wi-Fi to map a room, right, and see through walls and all that. You know about this?
You know about that, Chad?
Like radar?
The map of Wi-Fi? Like, you mean LIDAR?
No, like, low-powered Wi-Fi signal through a wall in order to detect everything in the room on the other side of it. Works like radar, bounces off static objects to detect movement. It's called Wi-Fi vision. And there's like an artist in New York who's been using that to create portraits or something. But I mean, you know, that's another thing that you can do with Wi-Fi.
That's a like something you can see. That's an application of what I said with the wave field that you can actually register.
Yeah, like another way to visualize that.
Right.
Yeah.
But
so
okay,
I don't get the radiation.
I gotta go again.
Sorry, Will. Go ahead.
Oh no, I'm at work and I gotta go. But thank you guys. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Will.
Okay, so where are we at? What's
just
next?
To follow up, just to follow up on the 5G thing. Another one of these private sessions in 2019. Ayn said radiation from 5G will concentrate gamma radiation from the sun. It captures the troposphere radiation and pierces the ozone layer. Then 5G will blanket the whole planet. So it will turn the planet into a microwave oven. So that's on the large scale. Like you were saying in that session, Bob, that your chiropractor told you that Maui or Hawaii in general fought 5G and won, but they weren't going to allow it. But then Ayn was saying it doesn't matter because the point of 5G is not the 5G towers. It's that it amplifies or it concentrates gamma radiation from the sun and operates like in the level of the troposphere. So it's futile. Anything people try and do to avoid radiation, there's nothing they can do. There's nowhere they can run unless they leave the planet.
So what, it's going to bake the planet? What's that going to do?
Well, it turns the planet into a microwave oven because, so Ayn said that all these different things that happened that put more radiation into the world, like Fukushima, he said that a bunch of those events happened and now 5G is just like an aftershock from those. It's not as much radiation, but it's all part of this giant dumping of radiation that is going to turn the whole planet into a microwave oven because of the containment of this, the concentration of the gamma radiation inside from the troposphere on in. And it also creates that giant sensory field of 5G for the tech body.
Yeah, Ayn says people's skin will start falling off. You heard that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
That would be an effect of this 5G field, this micro oven?
Well, it's not just the 5G. The 5G, Ayn says that's the law of diminishing returns dynamic of that. The radiation is not the biggest part of it. It's all part of this big series of giant radiation increases. The 5G is just coming late in the game in Fukushima.
Yeah, so 5G is coming late in the game. So what's causing it?
So it's not causing it. It's concentrating the gamma radiation to kind of complete what was started with Fukushima of turning the atmosphere into a giant microwave oven, just adding more and more radiation that permeates different levels of the, you know, the seven layers of the atmosphere. So as it permeates these layers with more and more radiation, eventually it becomes like a microwave oven where you got all this radiation inside contained.
And so that, a lot of people will die from that.
Yeah, especially, and this isn't something Ayn said, but I'm just putting points together here. With the graphene that people have in their blood from the vaccines, that would create an antenna when you increase the radiation.
Hmm. Yeah, Ayn says we can handle radiation more than we could 50 years ago, but maybe there's a limit?
Maybe. But the other thing is all the carbon. I also realized that the carbon is like, it's an insulator. Ayn said something about the increased carbon is what allows little man to even operate inside the world of a god. So it's like the extra carbons, let's say they're even wrapping around hydrogen to create a buffer from the extra hydrogen, or wrapping around radiation to create sort of a stabilizer around radioactive isotopes. So the carbon, it sounds like the carbon is actually sort of buffering things down so we can handle more radiation because it's wrapped inside of more carbon.
Mm. So they're trying to eliminate carbon, but it's the opposite that has to be recognized about carbon.
Yeah, carbon is actually, yeah, like it sounds like the carbon is really buffering and a lot. It's like Ayn says, slowing down the free fall, falling out the window, slowing that down. So like the carbon is helping slow that down. Because even with the H197, which straight out would just kill people, when it binds with 122 carbons, the carbon acts as a buffer.
Yeah, it just shows you the public dialogue is ridiculous. At whatever level you're hearing, there's nothing being worth paying attention to.
Yeah, they're very crude. With the public discourse about science, about subatomic particles and everything, it's like kindergarten playing with giant building blocks.
Yeah.
And what Ion's talking about with Carolyn, especially, is super refined, like beyond it's like CERN level compared to kindergarten.
Yeah.